Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 167. This is the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Brody. I'm Scary. Brody.
That's it. You guys know that.
I got to tell you, I got a couple of drinks in me there. David Brody here as we record Patrick's Day. Well, yeah, let me back up and start by saying that
You're not Irish. What are you drinking for? You live alone.
I'm not. But I did record my other podcast with Cher, the Speaking Vimes podcast, which...
So you're doing drinking volumes.
Yeah. And... She flashed her bottle of Jameson.
That's not what I was thinking.
So I'm like, well, wait, not to be outdone, let me go rummage through my cabinets. I went to go grab the Glenfiddich, and then I'm like, wait a second, this is a product of Scotland. Scottish are not Irish. Common misconception. Separate country, by the way. They have different... You know, different things happen in history.
Scary, I know the answer, but what is Glenfiddich? What kind of alcohol is it?
It's a Scotch.
It's Scotch.
It's single malt.
It's in the name.
It's a single malt Scotch.
It's in the name, Scary.
Right.
It's Scotch whiskey.
But I just call it Glenfiddich.
Why wouldn't you have Irish whiskey? Bailey's Irish Cream. That's in the title.
I happen to have... The Jameson, the Irish whiskey. So I know there's a clear difference, but for some reason, I think drinks, I think liquor bottles, I think Irish. So I just grabbed the Glenfiddich, and you know, Glenlivet, same thing. It's a single malt Scotch. See? You know what?
Hey, Scotch.
Listen. Scotch. So that, and the Scots, they don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Or do they?
Well, they if they want to.
America celebrates. I'm Italian, I celebrate it.
I don't think the nation celebrates, but there might be Irish people living in Scotland who celebrate. Yeah.
So, right, we'll get to that in a second. I have a comment about Irish St. Patrick's Day. And America's favorite.
Yeah, you got in trouble.
Drinking holiday.
You asked me for help, and you
I
got
didn't ask
me
you for help.
And you screwed me over.
No,
you did so.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But right up front, the first thing we got to talk about, first order of business, we dropped some new merch today. Boom in your face! You didn't think we were going to come out with 10 different items for you to purchase in the Brooklyn Boys merch store, but we did.
The last time we released one shirt, then we released. Two sweatshirts and a tank top, but this is boom. This is the mother load.
I mean, you want to talk about a stainless steel water bottle with, you know, not only that, some new hoodies with new designs.
We have four new hoodies.
New colors.
Four new t-shirts, all new colors.
We got hats.
All new logos.
We introduced
three different hats.
Yeah. And we started incorporating some of your favorite sayings, like F.U. Abe 77.
Not just some of them. There's a shirt with almost all of the slogans and the catchphrases and the hashtags. And, of course, you know my favorite, Scary, is the jersey.
The jersey.
That's my favorite. The jersey is a t-shirt and a jersey. A jersey is a t-shirt that looks like a baseball jersey, sort of.
Now, in the front, it looks like the old school Entenmann's cake logo.
Well, it's a typical sports shirt logo.
But it has the Brooklyn Boys written in a new way. And then the back, it's got the F-U with the Abe.
As the name on the back. And then the jersey number, of course, is 77.
77. And then, of course,
if you listen in order, you heard me talk about this like 3 years ago. And it's a dream come true.
And I always thought that F-U could also be looking like a collegiate thing, like F-University. So we have the hat that says F-U written in college letters, Abe 77. Right. Boom!
I hate to give props to that guy, Abe, but boy, we've gotten a lot of mileage out of saying F-U to him.
Yeah.
We had Michael Rappaport say F-U Abe 77, so I feel like the least we could do is honor him in a way. And you can now walk down the street and no one will know why the back of your shirt says F.U. Abe 77. Or your hat, for that matter.
I will say this one thing, and then we'll move on, by the way, and we'll stop gushing about our own.
So I feel like
this is me and you like jerking each other off right now. Like,
well, why would we have to? Excited. You can ask your own D. So I will say later in the podcast, we're going to read some names of people that were the first to make big purchases immediately once it dropped.
Just because we want to
thank them. We can't thank everybody, but we're going to
We got a report back within 45 minutes of the store being live of all these people. Like, look at in the first hour of shopping, we're going to give you some shout outs in a little bit. But
There's a Scamboni. We're being accused of a Scamboni.
We are?
When we do a Scamboni. Yeah, we're going to do a Scamboni segment.
All right.
And I will incorporate it because we are being accused. I think tongue in cheek, but there's a Scamboni accusation on the table against
tongue in what? Ass cheek?
No, dude. No.
Okay. No. All right.
We'll address that.
My favorite item in the store, if I may, is
you may.
Is the one
you designed that? The red hat.
No, not the hat. The red that kind of distressed red looking Brooklyn Boys t-shirt,
the pepperoni
with
pizza shirt,
pepperoni pizza logo. I mean, you gotta love it.
I love it. Here's the problem. My wife and kids don't like when I wear red.
Why?
Because I have freckles.
What are they, bulls?
No, then they would like it. They would charge at me, and I would get more hugs, or at least or skewered. No, they don't. My coloring, my complexion, they don't like the way I look in red. That's me. Some people can't wear red, but that's okay because we have black and light blue and gray available. So of other things, but my wife and daughter placed an order with me directly, like I'm selling Girl Scout cookies, and ordered the red hoodies. So I have at least three coming to the house because, I had to buy one of everything.
Yeah, of course.
So, because we don't get them for free. We order them and then we got to buy them.
This is true. As you know, I spent all of our any money we made from the last round has been spent by.
Which is why we need to win the. We'll talk about it later, but we need to win the stereo contest we talked about last episode.
So, BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
That's BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
Now, today is St. Patrick's Day, and we just mentioned that Brody tried to bail me out of something that. You don't need to apologize for. Now, this is a larger issue in life.
I'm not apologizing. You asked me for help. I'm not going to tell you until the end. Well, you asked me for help.
I said, Brody, I need you to,
the word czar. You handle it.
I didn't say help. I just said, Brody, sick him.
Something like that. So, and I did. And then in the process, because we all have access to the text messaging program for the Elvis Duran show, everybody texts back. You texted back after I texted back. The two of us did not have the same tone. So go ahead with your story.
On the air today, Elvis made a comment about St. Patrick's Day, and I called it. He goes, "Why do we celebrate it?" And I said, "It's America's reason to drink." I mean, it really has become associated with drinking. Do we not drink a lot on St. Patrick's Day? Is there not an association with drinking on this magical day? Of course there is. Duh, it's a rhetorical question. But some guy got all up in my grill and slid into our DM. Why don't you read that text there, Brody?
There's no DMs. He just texted into the show. Scary, he spelled your name right. You got to give him props for that. Shut the heck up. To many Irish Americans, it much more than an excuse to drink. What a loser.
Okay. See, so, now that's where I lost it. You don't fucking call people. First of all, hold on. You don't call someone a loser, all right? First of all, you don't. Again, say what I wrote back.
You wrote, poll most capitals, all caps, poll most Irish Americans. They'll tell you, exclamation point, stop kidding yourself. It's a stereotype because it is true, and it is incredibly rude to call people losers. And he said, it's also rude to assume it's about drinking. That's when you said, Brody, I want you to handle it.
I said, Brody Sikkim.
Right, and I said, oh, so I wrote back, and I said,
I was busy doing other things. I was like, I don't have time.
So you trusted me, as well you should. And I wrote back, he didn't say it is about drinking in its history. Oh, sorry. He didn't say it is about drinking in its history, but that is what Americans have turned it into. It may be wrong to do that, but not wrong to observe it.
That's right? The key word, observe. Okay. It's an observation.
So then he wrote back, I agree with you, much more to the holiday. Guess I'll delete my post sharing your stereotype comment. So at that point, he has apologized. He agrees with me.
I didn't see his response.
Right? And he's deleting the, because he must have posted something about your obnoxious comment. He said, I'm going to delete it.
Obnoxious.
And then he wrote, Happy St. Paddy's Day. And then you wrote back something a lot more aggressive than what I was writing after I
had
already.
What did I write, Brody?
So then you must have responded to, it's also rude to assume it's about drinking.
Yeah, he said that. And then I went
and then
back
you,
to him.
Right, and then so I wrote back what I did. He apologized, and then you, not seeing any of that, wrote back, no, it's not. Meaning it's not rude to assume. It's a common observation. Just because you're triggered about that doesn't make him wrong. Meanwhile, it's you writing it. I love that you're writing it in third person. Ask your Irish friends if they are drinking today.
Yeah, I mean, I have several issues here, and again, we'll move on from this too.
By the way, why did you text as if you weren't scary?
Oh, because I wanted somebody else to back me up on it.
So you wanted to look like someone agrees with you.
We get to do, because you know why? Because I can,
another
Brody.
Thing, that guy Scary Jones is amazing.
I get to do that because I can. But you know, the truth be told, and we'll drop this after this. You know,
will we?
We do know. Listen. We're from Brooklyn. Stop fucking. Let's call it what it is. This is what people do. They get drunk. They get shit faced. They call out of work the next day. I'm not just talking about Irish people. And listen, it may be about something else, something more. But the question I have is, then why is it not about? Why does it not come to the forefront? Why do we not know about what it really is about? Because it's the same reason. It's the Christmas syndrome. It's like, well, it's Christmas is about the birth of baby Jesus, but it somehow becomes about Santa Claus and shopping and everything. It's like anything else in this country. So you can't fault me.
Dude, Cinco de Mayo is certainly not about Americans drinking.
It's not, but it's become that. Right.
And it's not unfair to say it has become that without disparaging what the holiday is, which, by the way, is not a big holiday in Mexico.
It's not.
We've made it. It's a. I believe it honors. It commemorates a battle. It wasn't Mexico's independence, by the way. Everybody thinks that's what it was.
Right.
It's not. Anyway. So yeah. So same thing with some Jewish holidays. Hanukkah necessarily wasn't about giving presents.
Right.
It was about remembering oil that lasted longer than it should have. But
when you boil it down, but the point is
oil, not boil.
Oil. When you boil it down, right? When you boil down it,
boil it down oil.
You know, but here, the larger thing here is, and this goes to, this speaks to anything that we talk about, right? You're allowed to have an opinion on an observation. You're allowed to make an observation of something that's really happening.
Deliberately offensive or racist or.
And none of that
saying that St. Patrick's Day has become a drinking holiday. If you're going to dispute that, you might want to tell all the beer companies.
He was a snowflake.
No. You know what it is? Some people are very proud of their culture. And it bothers them that sometimes their culture is taken over.
Look at me. I'm Italian. Let's talk about that for a second.
Now, I'm not the kind of person that says you can't wear a sombrero because you're not Mexican, right? As long as you're not making fun of Mexican people, I don't feel like you're
people. All Italians are in the mob, right? Everyone eats sauce on you.
Well,
spaghetti.
That's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype.
About, appropriating culture.
Right.
I think I'm not that type that goes, well, you can't dress like whatever. Okay. I think if somebody is from Ireland or has an Irish family and they feel strongly about the true meaning of St. Patrick and what he stood for and what he accomplished, I get all that. Now, you can say you don't think drinking is right as far as the holiday, but you can't dispute that it's right. Become, at least in America, which, by the way, not Ireland. It's not Ireland. It's America. In America, it's become a drinking holiday.
And it, don't transfer your frustration. Right. Don't transfer your frustration with the fact that people don't know what it's about anymore onto my observation of what the holiday is.
It doesn't make you a loser to make an observation.
Well, that was my larger point.
If you wear a Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt, that makes you a loser because you're Italian.
And I would not wear that.
Right. Now, if you get a shirt that says Kiss Me, I'm Irish today.
Yeah.
Or Kiss Me, I love the Irish.
Yeah.
Or just Kiss Me, you know, I'm not kissing anybody
kiss
right now.
Kiss me.
Thank you, Six pence, none the richer. Right.
Right. How about that?
My parody to that was Pierce Me. I believe that was 1999.
Look at you. Wow. Brody whipping out the
friggin' beer. I remember pretty much all my parodies. By the way, speaking of parodies, I want to apologize. I did not get my St. Patrick's Day parodies ready for this episode. I forgot to ask you to get them at work.
Oh, we didn't.
And I have them on a hard drive, a removable hard drive, and I didn't get them. Sorry. Somebody asked me, but real quick, someone said to me, hey, I would love to listen to every parody you've ever written and all of your commercial bits. Where can I find them?
Now,
my laptop.
Yeah, that's where it is. And that's where you will.
That's it.
Yeah, unless you break into his house and he's not going to post them.
Now you never find them. They're not labeled in a box. It says,
now our slices are always looking out for us. I love you guys for that. Ladies and gentlemen, you apparently go fishing online and looking for things that are, you know, whatever it is. It's become to my attention that somebody, come to my attention that someone somewhere, drunk. I guess in the last day or so, had a problem with how I was using the buzzer on the Big Show. I don't know if this was in one of the fan groups.
You have
groups.
The buzzer sound effect?
I don't have it, but it's annoying. It goes, you know what it sounds like. If you listen to the Elvis Duran and the Big Show, that's what it sounds like. So there was a woman on yesterday. We were playing a game called Whose Voice Is This? And the woman who, not the
best contestant for this particular contest.
Not suited for the contest. She thought she was. She was the William Hung of this contest. You know William Hung thought back in the American Idol days.
I know a lot of celebrity voices.
No, you know how, hold on, let me make the comparison. We remember William Hung on American Idol, how he was like, yeah, I'm a good singer. I'm going to audition for American Idol. And he was the absolute worst singer. Sometimes you don't hear yourself and you need people to actually tell you, hey, you really don't waste your time. Well, anyway, listen, love the woman for trying. But at the end of the day, she got 9 out of 10 of these voices wrong. She didn't know James Earl Jones, Oprah, Vincent Price,
Morgan Freeman,
classic voice, Matthew McConaughey. So anyway, she got them all wrong. So now I'm the guy on the buzzer. So when Elvis is doing the question on the air, it's my job to buzz her as being wrong. So some dude, his name is,
hold on. You can go, eh.
No. There's one sound effect
from the
same buzzer.
Power source.
It's
a ding buzz.
Brody.
You have a ding buzz.
We use a sound effect buzzer. Either the press, you press the button or you don't press the button.
Right.
And it's the same sound every time. Now, this has been happening a lot lately.
You also have an actual buzzer
Brody,
in the studio.
It's been happening a lot. Forget about that. That's not what we're talking about here. Fuck that buzzer. Elvis does not like when I use that one, okay? But anyway, my job is to be on the buzzer, okay? And the buzzer guy. Check it. The guy writes, his name is Paul. Paul Vierling. He apparently, someone screenshotted this from somewhere. I don't even listen to the games anymore. Scary just ticks me off. If this girl did not have the answer in 1 second, he was playing that buzzer. With these games, they have been totally unprofessional with Skiri doing that and the rest of the show belittling the contestants, which we do not. I listen on demand and I am about sick of listening to these games. I'm not listening to these games anymore. I paraphrased. Okay, so a lot of people have been saying that's aggressive. That sounds aggressive. Hey, listen. Either you're right or you're wrong. Either you're right or you're wrong. You're right, you get a ding. Wrong, you get a buzzer. And that's the end of the story. Like, how are we supposed to sugarcoat this? I mean, who are these people that get offended by the sound of a buzzer? It's just, you get it wrong. I'm sorry. You're getting hit with a buzzer.
Did you notice?
I didn't notice anything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Brody, I'm with you. You with me?
Okay, so you know I have this new office chair from Regency Office Furniture, right?
Right.
They sent us the chairs. I mentioned that last week. So I rolled over the cord at the bottom of the microphone, and it pulled the connection out that connects to the laptop. So for a good 45 seconds, I had to replug it in and relaunch the audio program.
I had no idea you were gone.
When I plugged it back in, you were still ranting. You were still ranting. So I picked a good time. The reason you didn't hear me the last 40 seconds is I wasn't connected.
Oh, so, well, you know the story.
I bet you didn't know.
So it's your turn to comment. Insert comment, Brody.
I think there's nothing wrong with hitting the eh. I feel like maybe we should have a more subtle eh available as well as an option.
God.
Because that
don't
one,
turn into a no, snowflake.
No, not a snowflake. That particular eh is like, it might as well say, you're wrong, asshole. As opposed to, ooh. Like, I think we need an ooh button. Or the Debbie Downer, wah,
no,
wah, wah,
no,
wah.
That's not what we do. I wish we could do that.
We have.
Elvis
we have,
doesn't.
We
don't like that. Elvis does not like that. He likes the
really?
Buzzer. Either you're right or you're wrong. So, to Paul and the person who commented today in the texts. Yep.
Oh, it's snowing.
Yep, we got some snowflakes on our hands. Don't be a snowflake, all right?
Don't be a snowflake.
Get thicker skin, okay? Tolerate the buzzer. She was wrong. She deserves a buzzer. I'm sorry. That's it. You're right, you're wrong. That's how you play games. You're either
also,
right or you're wrong.
She wasn't offended.
She was not offended.
She wasn't offended.
And she got the money at the end of the day. Elvis hooked her up with $100 yeah, just for playing.
Don't get offended for other people.
Yeah.
If you want, we'll offend you directly.
Right.
But we've been known to do that.
All right. I'm good.
All right.
I purged.
You want to do some Scambonis real quick? Because I mentioned them. Get them up right up front.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the Scambonis up front.
Get the music?
Oh,
there we go.
Scamboni.
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know.
All right. So I'm gonna save the Brooklyn Boys Scamboni for the last one. I came across a Scamboni at Target. Now, I've been wearing mostly T-shirts pretty much every day. Everyday T-shirts. I haven't worn a shirt with a button-down shirt since last March.
Yep.
It's been a year. Have not put on a shirt that's buttoned down. I wore one shirt that had a couple of little buttons, like a Henley, but I didn't button them. Like right. that, I haven't buttoned a button in a year.
Wow.
So I'm at Target
Good
last
for you.
Week. I'm at Target, and they've now come out with the spring line of T-shirts. So I picked up three or four different styles.
Ooh, three or four.
Three or four. To see Pete Puma. To see, you know, which ones fit the best, which ones I like the way they lay, which ones whatever. And there was one shirt, it was sort of a light blue, and it was...
Peter Millar?
No, a little, at Target, a little bit of stretch material in it. And I was like, oh, let's see how it fits. So I liked it, and I think I don't remember what I paid for it. All right, it was, all the shirts at Target are like $9 to $18, something like that, somewhere in that range. So I go to Target, today's Wednesday. I went to Target Monday night, and I thought, you know what? Let me pick up a couple more shirts of the styles I liked. So I picked up a couple of those ones and these ones and the other ones, and I picked up an assortment of colors in the stretchy athletic type T-shirt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I bring them home. I didn't realize I picked up the same blue, medium blue I already had. I'm looking at the ticket, and it says that particular shirt, now other colors were 12. But that color, for some reason, was... Let me pull up the tag here. I want to get it right. I took a picture of it. Here it is. That one that I bought was 16.
I'm like,
why is it 16? The other one's a 12. I'm going to return that because I already have two colors. So I go to wear the blue one today before I remembered it was St. Patrick's Day. And I put it on the hanger, and I'm going to put a little Downy Wrinkle Release spray on it to get the wrinkles out of the one that I bought over the weekend, or Monday. No, last week, the one I bought last week. And the tag on that one says $18.
Huh.
So I look at the SKU on both of them, and the SKU numbers are the same. The tickets are identical, except one is 16 and one is 18.
Wow.
So I'm now going to return the $18 one.
I would too. But how's that a Scamboni? Is it just an accident?
Well, it's a Scamboni. Well, I don't know. But why were the other colors 12? So now I have to figure out.
Oh, wait a second. I know this. Wait, which was the more expensive color?
The light blue, the medium blue one. But I got purple for 12.
Yeah.
I got green for 12.
Yep.
I got
Brody.
Gray for 12.
Now, Brody, you've worked in retail your entire life. And I can promise you this. I know for a fact, back in the days at Gap and Express and all these other places, they would be the same shirt, the same but a different color. And because another color was more popular, it was a couple of dollars more. Usually, okay. The blacks and the whites were a neutral color. Whoa. So they hold on. So
all right.
So those were our standard price. And then if you wanted the more colorful one,
right. Okay, it was a couple of dollars more. The purple one was 12.
Okay, so yeah, but maybe the light blue is where they're selling the most around the country.
Okay. So then I thought maybe one is manufactured in Iran and one is manufactured in Vietnam or the Philippines, because a lot of times if you buy a black t-shirt, here's a little something for you. If a black t-shirt is made in Iran, it's a different shade of black, has a little more green in it. It's not a true black. I believe it's Iran versus China or the Philippines.
Okay.
The shades of black are different. And I thought, well, maybe one of these is from a different country and the import was more money.
Okay.
Nope. They both say made in Vietnam, origin Vietnam.
Yeah.
Well, Vietnam.
I would
question them.
So I'm going
to return the 18 and keep the 16.
I want to know.
Find out why either one's 12.
I want to know. I would like to know. I'm telling you, I think it has to do with popularity or how many are in
existence. Again, they're not the same price. Your theory's out the window, at least on the second part. One was 18, one was 16. So pay attention to your tags, people. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Scamboni number two.
My friend
Eric, host of the It's Eric Nagel podcast.
Yeah.
Formerly a producer on the Opie and Anthony radio show.
Yep.
And a fill-in guest host for me on the Walkers and Talkers podcast.
He's a good man.
I have a Walkers and Talkers question to ask of you later. Remind me, please.
Yeah.
He had water damage. Now, I'm going to tell his story. I'm going to tell the story later. But the short version is he had water damage and covered by insurance, and they had to replace the carpeting in his basement where he has a home studio, like a real studio.
Why are we not talking to him on this podcast? This sounds like gold right here.
Well, here's what he told me. Well, I'll tell you, the big story we should have him on for. So I'm going to leave that as to how the basement got flooded, because it wasn't his fault. And I think he has a case. However, he went looking for carpeting, and he went to a place that sells arcade room carpeting, like loud, fun video game emblems. He wanted to do something different in his basement. Right?
Sure.
So here's what the guy told him. This guy provides carpeting for arcades and casinos. Now, you've been to casinos, Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why the carpeting is so loud and ornamental?
200% I know why. Because they don't want your eyes on the floor. They want your eyes to be focused on the slot machines and the game so you could go spend more money and gamble. Because
not correct.
Okay, well, what's the reason then? Because that's what I always heard.
If the carpet is busy, then you would be more drawn to look at it. So the
they say it's supposed to destroy. It's not easy on the eyes, so your eyes automatically look ahead and not down.
That is part of it. But
okay.
I'll tell you another reason they do it and why arcades do it.
Why?
Well, arcades use tokens, right?
Right.
And casinos use chips.
Chips. Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Educated guess. When people drop their casino chips and they drop their game tokens, they can't find them.
They can't find them.
And so at the end of the night, when they vacuum, they have a machine that goes around, and they get casinos thousands, but arcades hundreds of tokens and dollars worth of the stuff you dropped, and you couldn't find it, and you're like, ah, fuck it.
Right.
They deliberately make the carpets busy, so you can't find shit you drop. How about that? That's a Scamboni.
That is a Scamboni. Now, is that a true? Now, do we know that for a fact?
Or yeah, He works with arcades. They have told him that. They want busier carpeting, usually that has gold in it, so that when you drop the tokens, you don't see them.
You don't see them. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Cool. I'll accept that. I was today years old when I found that out.
Oh my God. I got two more Skimbonis for you. Last night I'm wearing a pair of jeans and I half zipped, right? I half zipped to go. I was going to the bathroom, doing a little number one. Sorry. I half zipped and then I dropped something. I dropped my Bluetooth earpiece. So I went to pick it up and I hear pop.
Oh, there it goes.
And the zipper came off the track on one side. So I watched YouTube videos today on how to fix the zipper. There's two very easy. Well, there's
how
one
cheap
way
are
we
your
take
pants?
Pliers. Well, yeah. Well, what's that?
How cheap are your pants?
They're not cheap, Scary. But when you bend at the hips, when your zipper is engaged halfway, it came apart.
Okay.
And my pants are loose on me. It wasn't that. I pulled them sideways, you know, left and right in opposite directions.
Right.
By squatting. I squatted.
Yeah.
With the zipper half down.
How is this going to turn into a Skamboni?
Well, hold on. So I watch YouTube videos, and almost every video says the same thing. You pull off the little top zipper, which is called a stop, right? The little stop. It's the thicker stop at the bottom and the top, which stops the thing from going. And then it says take off a couple of teeth, and you could slide the thing back on. Or you can do a cut in the jean and slide it back on. Mm-hmm. Or you can take a pair of pliers, shove them in the opening and pull them apart a little
Jesus
bit.
Jesus Christ.
And you could, right, there's a way to do it. Now, these are old jeans that I wear around the house and I wear on to work every morning because nobody sees me.
Not Brody the seamstress to the rescue. Here we go.
So I was going to fix it, but I said, you know what? If it's this easy, let me just take it to the dry cleaner because I'm going to the UPS store and they're on the same block.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'm just going to go to the UPS store. I'll go to
Which,
the dry
by
cleaner.
The way, would have been my suggestion to begin with. But I wouldn't
to
have
go
even
to the UPS store
before
the dry
yeah.
cleaner.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how easy it was. And it looked relatively easy. Now, in my mind, I know how much things should cost based on how hard it is.
Now, how much should that cost?
Well, I go to the dry cleaner, right? And now, keep in mind, my jeans at this point are worth $10-$15 because they're really, I've worn them a lot.
Right.
So I say to the guy, he knows me, he goes, oh, Mr. Brody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah, I got the zipper popped off. Can you guys just pop that back on for me? He looks at me and goes, $15. I said, no, wait a second. These jeans, that's more than the jeans are worth. He says, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, come on, man. I just watched 3 YouTube videos. It's easy. I know what you guys are going to do.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes. He goes, oh, so you come in here with a price in your head? We should honor your price? He goes, because you know how much it costs? You know how much my seamstress is going to charge? Because they were sometimes they have a seamstress who works independent. They don't work there.
Of course.
Come in and do, right? He goes, I don't know what she's going to charge. How much do you want to pay? $5. I said, $5. I said, because I know how long it takes. He goes, you can't come in here with a price. I run a business. Now, he was smiling. He wasn't mad. He goes, well, how much do you think? So I said, it's $5. I just watched the YouTube video.
$5.
I said, I'll show you the YouTube video. He says, no. I said, how about we do it for 10? He goes, looks at me, goes, all right.
Of course.
If he had a refrigerator, Scary, I was going to grab a grape soda.
I knew. Yeah, I could tell.
So I YouTube Skambonied him. Because they'll try to get you. They'll go,
yeah.
He says to me, goes, oh, we may have to replace the zipper. That's what he said to me first. I go,
yeah.
You can pop that thing right
by
back
the way,
on.
if you have to take your car in for anything these days, like this week, especially
Google
this
it.
Week. No, before you do if they tell you the bill is $1,400, walk out.
Okay. Hold on.
$1,400.
That's the final Skamboni, Scary.
You get out of here.
We have been accused in the Brooklyn Boys chat room and on Twitter.
What?
Yes, let me read the tweet I got. I want to get this right. Hold on. I want to get the tweet. Hold on. I screenshotted it. Oh, Brian Dince at Bad Ince.
Okay.
Or Badince.
Badince.
Badince 22.
Yeah.
He said, at the Brooklyn Boys dropping new merch the same day the stimmy hits. A coincidence, not irony.
You so know something? It is. No, it is a coincidence. That, we did not plan this.
The stimulus checks were supposed to be direct deposited to a lot of people. If they were mailed out, I guess they're arriving today. Never a thought in our minds.
No, we don't play that game. Nah, that's not like
we were still designing the shirt. I'll tell you for the fact. We were redesigning and tweaking the black and red Slice for Life shirt up until Monday.
Correct.
And when we were going to launch the new site,
right,
we agreed to do it today because we're recording today.
We wanted to be, we wanted to honestly have everything ready, all the
for
final cuts for this episode. Correct. And right, we had been talking about getting new merch for at least 3 weeks. So
right,
the fact that it was, it happened to drop and we opened up the store with new merch on the same day that the stimmies hit is a sheer coincidence. We did not do that on purpose.
We did not know the stimulus checks were coming. But if, listen,
if the guy at the auto body shop is telling you that it's $1,400 to fix your fucking car,
right,
walk
it's a scamboni.
Out. It's a scamboni.
Now look, the stimulus checks, all kidding aside, very important and should be spent on things you guys actually need.
Yeah.
As much as we appreciate your loyalty,
if
you need that money,
you do,
please spend it on rent and food and clothing and
do
whatever
not
else.
Go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's do not go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Now, if you have some cash left over, after you bought some canned goods and you bought some pre-made dinners and your clothing and your
Bro,
paid your
you
rent,
donated to Brody's zipper fund.
Yeah, I could use the $10, maybe $15.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Man, oh man. Wow, we are way over here. Look at this. All right, so.
What are we over? Can I tell you my UPS story at some point?
UPS always leads to a rant.
It's a quick one. Well, no, not like the last one. But I did say I went to the dry cleaners and UPS store, and I was 0 for 3 today because I went to the post office and the UPS store all in the same general area, and I struck out at all three. And I'll tell you what I did. You know how I did the UPS thing and I thought it was FedEx and FedEx UPS, okay?
Yes.
So I went to, I sold some things on eBay. And one of them was a little bit heavier than the other two things. And sometimes when it's heavier and it's cross-country, UPS on eBay is cheaper than USPS, right? United States Postal Service.
Correct.
So I sold three things last week and I printed the labels. I packed them up. I'm ready to go.
Aren't you a good boy? Good boy.
That's right. I'm a good seller. And I printed the labels, and they were in my house for a day. And I guess I forgot the details of what was in them or whatever. And I brought them to the post office, and they have a ledge. And the ledge says for drop-off. That means it's ready. Just take it, right? And so I put it down. I said, all good? He went, yep, all right. And I left. Well, two of the people that I sent things to wrote me emails through eBay. And one guy said, hey, man. I ordered something in New Jersey. You live in New Jersey. It's been a long time. I haven't gotten my package. So I checked, and it turns out that my post office didn't process it right away. I gave it to the driver, and I guess she didn't take it off her truck, whatever. And it didn't get processed until Saturday. But I gave it to her on Thursday. So I wrote back, and I said, oh, no problem. You know what? They've had some delays. They're doing some construction, whatever. I'm sure it's going to go out anytime soon. And sure enough, yesterday it arrived, and he was very happy. Today I get an email from the guy in California, and he says, hey, haven't gotten the package. And I wrote back and I said, well, I'm terribly sorry. Another guy had the same problem with my post office. I'm sure you're going to get it. you know, a day or two, because you're cross country, they're having a little hard time processing the post office right now. And I'm sorry about that. I dropped it off in time. He writes back, "Hey, thanks for the great reply. Just want to let you know the tracking number that was provided by eBay is not USPS, it's UPS. So I dropped off a UPS package at the post office."
Whoops.
So while I'm going, I had the dry cleaner fiasco. I already been to the UPS store. I'll tell you about that in a minute. I go over to the post office and I say, "Oh, hey, I dropped off a UPS package here. You guys have it?" "Oh no, we shipped it to the main branch a couple of towns over."
Oh.
They put it in a storage room. And then eventually when UPS shows up, they pick it up.
Oh, so okay.
He says, "It happens all the time. Plus, we send things UPS sometimes." "You do?" So
wow, they use their external service.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, wow, all right. Cool.
So I said, "Okay." So I said, "Well, can I go over to the other building?" "No, they're not going to help you."
Huh. All right.
So I have to hope now that UPS picks up at USPS and delivers my package so this guy doesn't get upset. Now, I go to the UPS store to return something because my wife says, "Oh, you're at the UPS store all the time. Can you just drop off this bag for me? It's already labeled everything." Okay. All right. So they have a 4-person limit in the store and they have the social distancing stickers on the floor. I go in, I'm the third person. There's a woman at the register on the right and the register in the middle and the left is nobody helping anybody. There's a guy leaning over the table, filling out a label. He's the second in line. I'm third in line. Two people walk in behind me, which now has reached the store limit. And they're right behind me. A little too close for my comfort. They're heavy breathers. So the woman at the register, I've got my bag in my hand, the bag to return. The woman at the register, everyone has their masks on. This is important to the story. And she's helping the woman. And she says something to the woman. The woman has to go change something. So the woman goes to the counter and she's got to redo her whole label. That's going to take a few minutes. Yeah. All I got to do is hand the bag to the woman. It's a return label is on there. It's easy. Done. Don't even need to scan it. Just take the bag. I'm out of here. She's now looks up and she's staring at me. Now, the guy at the counter who's second in line, he's not even close to finishing his label. And she's staring at me. All I can see is her eyes because of the mask. So I'm staring at her with my eyes. And I'm like 20 feet away because I was third in line. So I'm looking and I'm tilting my head like a puppy does when they're confused. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at her. And I don't want to like, hello. I don't want to wave at her. She's just staring at me. So I do like a slow wave up and down, like, hello.
Hello.
Right? And her eyes don't move. She's staring at me. And I don't know if she's telling me like, what the fuck are you doing? I have to wait for this woman to figure her paperwork out. I can't help you. But she's not saying anything. So I start going, so, and I'm doing the finger point to me, finger point to her.
Right.
Finger point to me, finger point to her.
Like the night at the Roxbury, when they're like, me, you, you, me.
Right, yes, me. Just like that.
Just like
that. Uma, Oprah. Oprah, Uma. Like, I don't know what to do other than, like, do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
And she's staring at me. So finally...
Did you think that she wanted you to approach the window?
I don't know what she wanted. She's not saying anything.
Mm.
So then the woman comes up from out of the back room to the middle register. Hi, can I help the next person? So I walk up. And now I'm 2 feet from the woman on the right. So she gives me, I give her the bag and I look and I say, excuse me. And her head goes, huh, what? I said, was this? No, I'm so sorry. I forgot a point. She says, can I help the next person? And she calls the woman behind me. So I said, excuse me. And she goes, huh, what? Like she's startled. I said, I'm sorry, but was there some reason you didn't help me? You just called for the woman behind me. And I was standing there. She says, oh, I didn't see you.
How's that possible? She's staring right at you.
Staring right at me. So I said, did you fall asleep? She says, what? I said, did you fall asleep with your eyes open? And she looks at me. She's like, she didn't have an answer. I think she froze.
Yeah, she dozed off.
You know when your eyes lock and you're like kind of like in a daze?
Yeah.
She totally like blanked out on me.
She blanked. Okay.
She blanked.
Brain
farted.
Have you
had that happen to you where someone looks right at you and doesn't see you?
It happens to me all the time.
Like when hot girls are around?
It just happens. I
know what you're talking
about. It was a moment. It was a moment in time.
But I didn't know if I should like
unless
jump up
and
down.
Unless she was staring at you like you're that grape soda son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. You're the zipper. You're the guy who wants the zipper for less money.
Yeah. By the way, it's St. Patrick's Day, man. I said this at the beginning of this podcast, and I just feel like we should have been celebrating somehow. My friend Sean went out today.
Sean, that sounds Irish.
He's Irish. He is.
Yeah.
Very. He went out.
Very.
Very.
Does that mean he drinks a lot, Scary?
I find this is what's going on around America. They're canceling the parades, which is the thing that you're celebrating, right, on St. Patrick's Day. You're supposed to be celebrating the parade. And obviously, they couldn't have the parade, you know, last year. And now this year, they decided, nah, we're not ready yet. But the restaurants and the bars were open, and people were out. So Sean, he texted me earlier and gave me a full report. In fact, prior to that, he checked in on our other podcast that I do, and he FaceTimed us from the bar. And it looks like things are open. People are hanging out. People are having dinner.
What state is he in? New Jersey?
He's in the state of New York. And he was out.
Upstate New York or New York City?
No, Staten Island. So he was out at the bars in Staten Island.
Okay, they're not exactly following the rules. No offense.
Well, he was outside. He was outside. Okay, he was outdoors. And the thing is this. People are outside. People are hanging out. And I just feel, and this is just me talking.
I thought it was somebody else talking.
No, Adam. This is me. This is my own personal opinion.
Again,
Dr. Jones. I think I feel like I should have been out today. I should have done something today. I should have had some corned beef and cabbage. I should have celebrated the moment. I don't think I did.
I had corned beef today.
Oh, you see, son of a bitch.
My wife slow cooked a corned beef on Monday, so it would be ready for today.
Oh, I just needed that.
But all we had the Jewish corned beef.
I had a JMO on the rocks, and that was my big celebration.
A what on the rocks?
A JMO.
Oh, a JMO? Is that the thing? Is that the slang?
JMO, yeah, Jameson.
Is that what the kids call it?
Jameson on the rocks, yeah. But
a JMO?
A JMO on the rocks, man.
That's like, that to me, that sounds a little AF-ish.
AF? Oh, like,
yeah, that.
I was JMO'd as fuck, AF.
No, I think JMO is like, maybe that was a TikTok thing. Like, I'm going to call you a little JMO. Adults say that?
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I missed out today. I feel like I should have been outside. You know, it was decent out. It was 50 degrees in New York.
Crack open a little Budwee.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Brody. This leads me to my next thing that I was.
Sure. Go ahead.
So,
all right.
You know, a lot of people were like ripping on me from last week saying that, oh, I took Gandhi out to dinner with a bunch of other people. We were out four or five people. And they're shitting on me saying that I didn't offer you a steak dinner. Allegedly I owe you a steak dinner. And my response to each and every one of them was, do you think for a second Brody would fucking come to this dinner? No, he's just not ready. He's not, there's no way he would show his face here. So don't,
it was outdoors,
it's a moot point.
Outdoor with a fireplace.
It was 30 degrees that night.
Sorry. When I went to Peter Luger with my family, in Brooklyn, we were out in 30 degree weather. Right,
so
we had the heaters
my question
on.
To you is this. What point are we going out to dinner? At what point are we going to be boys and we're going to do some shit together? Because I'm really getting antsy in here. After seeing my friend Sean today on video, like hanging out with his boys, having some drinks, I'm like, you know what? Fuck, man. I'm like, I should have been doing that. But looking forward.
You were FOMOing.
I was FOMOing. I was FOMOing at the mouth. So what can we do? I mean, we need to go out to dinner. We need to do some things. We need to go somewhere. We need to hang out. You know, I was kind of, you know, the slices don't know this, but during the break, the last holiday we had, you called me up and you were like, yo, Scary, what are you doing tomorrow, Tuesday? I'm like, yeah. I said, actually, I'm going to be going to Miami. And you're like, I was thinking I'd call you up. Maybe we'll go to AC. And I'm like, is this David Brody I'm talking to on the phone right now?
Well, listen, I don't know what my level of confidence or comfort would have been in the casino, but if I get my own hotel room, the restaurants all had safe environments. Do a little Bobby Flay Steakhouse, where I had arguably my favorite steak of all time, the Porterhouse.
Yeah,
of all time. Shout out Bobby Flay. And I would have done a little boardwalk walking.
Yeah. Would you and do a little? How about a little chip dropping on the busy carpet?
On the carpet where I can't find it. I might have done a little chip dropping. Again, it depends on the capacity level for me. It depends on the plexiglass ability. But I that particular week, Scary, I needed to get away in the worst way.
Did you get away? I never even asked you where you went.
You know what? I did a couple of road trips to nowhere, and I did a couple of outdoor dinners with my friend Jeff. I spent some quality time with the family, but I had an urge. I was going to drive to the Poconos, which, if you don't know the area, is like a mountainous area, about 45 minutes west of where we live in the New Jersey area. And it's where there's some casinos and big, like Great Wolf Lodge type places, great hotels, skiing and stuff. I was just going to go to like maybe the Mount Airy Casino, which I happen to be a fan of.
Beautiful.
And just hang out,
Mount
do nothing.
Mount Airy Lodge. Remember that?
That's old school. That's when it was a lodge. Now it's a casino. They have, and I think they have a Guy Fieri restaurant there.
They do.
They do, right. And so I like it.
Flavor
I was just
going
to go and I was going to go and keep to myself and just hang out. Like that's how it was. I was so ready. I needed like one night. I just needed one night to not be in the house because, you know, I work from home. I'm home every day.
Right.
My family needs a break from me at this point. So, but I didn't end up going.
All right. Well, if you have some ideas and suggestions, send them into our email. Where can Brody go? Because we, let's face it. I mean, we have another 1 week vacation coming up starting Monday, April 6th, right? 5th.
Yeah.
So we are off that entire week. Easter is the 4th. And then when is Passover? The 11th or 12th?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. I think it's the next weekend. So that weekend between Easter and Passover, we have sandwiched another vacation. And I'm going to the Bahamas. I'm getting the hell out of here again. And my girlfriend's coming with me. She's cool with it. I think you really should plan right now to get the hell out of Dodge. I think you need it. You've been burnt out. It's been a year.
I'll figure something out. You're right. You're right.
But don't just say it. Just do it.
No, you're right. You're right. Scary, when somebody says that person's fugly, what does that mean? What is that a combination
of words? Fucking ugly.
They're fucking ugly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in Target the other night. My daughter asked me to look up and look for the Funko Pops for WandaVision.
Funko Pops?
Funko Pops. You know what a Funko Pop is?
No, what's that?
Okay, I need you to look up Funko Pop now while we're on the phone.
Okay, on the phone. Okay.
No. Well, you know, on your computer, whatever device you want to use.
Funko Pop.
You've really never heard of Funko Pops?
No.
It's Funko Pop.
You know what else I haven't heard of is frankincense and myrrh.
That's right. You got your ass handed to you on that one.
No. Anyway, if you listen to the big show, you realize there's a lot more people like me than you that didn't know what the fuck that was, and they are Catholic.
Hold on, Scary. There's not a lot more people like you. There's a lot of people like you, but not more people. There aren't more Christians that don't know what frankincense and myrrh
were raising their hand. They were raising their hand.
That's because the other ones were so shocked. Come on, man. That's
okay, like I'm saying, looking up Funko Pop. Hold on.
They're caricature little figurines.
I thought they were ice pops. I thought they were ice pops.
No, celebrities and pop culture figures and cartoons, you know. Cartoons.
I've seen these before.
Okay, so I'm looking for Funko Pops, and there's a whole wall of collectibles. Okay. Now look in Target; they're not with the toys; they're in the electronics department for some reason. So they're against the back wall in almost every Target. That's where you find them. Now there's a line of toys of little dolls.
They got big eyes.
Little animals. Yep. Called Fugglers, F-U-G-G-L-E-R, Fuggler. This is a type of collectible toy for kids.
Right. Now, but let me ask you this, the Fuggler, are they are they ugly? Are they fuggly?
Yeah, but...
Are the Fugglers fuggly?
Okay, so, yes. But under the sign, on the same sign, under the word Fuggler...
Right.
I think this is a Scamboni now.
Another Scamboni?
It says, funny, ugly monster.
Funny... Oh, because they're trying to lead you in the direction of it not being
It's
fuck.
Funny. It's like they're kids bopping the word fugly.
Right.
Fugly. Oh, it's a funny, ugly monster. It's fugly. No, it's not. It's a fuggler.
I think it works.
It's a fucking uggler.
I think they're trying the marketing to both the parents and the kids. It's almost like an inside joke. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is hysterical.
They're it's like see you next Tuesday. I know what it means.
Yeah.
You're not going to see me next Tuesday.
Fugglers. I love Fugglers. The Fugglers. I love this.
So I just thought that was great. I have to figure out a way to capitalize on this somehow.
Mm. All right,
so Fugler, you.
Can we read some email, by the way? We have some fun stuff.
Yeah, and I want to read some tweets while we're at it. So if you don't mind.
I don't care. I mean, I don't. Right. Not that I don't care.
Well, do you have the email ready? Should I read the tweets first?
Let me give you the jingle, and then you can start with some tweets, you bastard.
All right.
We need an updated jingle.
Got to add tweets to this.
Yeah, we need tweet.
Update. This is the AOL jingle from 1995.
It is. And combined
Blues Clues.
Yeah.
Mail time. That sounds like it's mail time.
And Twitter.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And tweets.
And you can always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at thebrooklynboys and at David Brody at Scary
Jones. Oh, and by the way, guys, I've gotten a lot of tweets in the last few weeks that are really poignant. And a lot of them are very pro David Brody, but you copy at the Brooklyn Boys, but don't copy at Scary Jones. I would like at Scary Jones to see all my compliments, please, and all the times you agree with me.
Nah, you
please
can leave me sure off. He's aware leave, me, of it. Leave me off of those.
Leave me off.
Don't
of
do me
that
any favors.
Tweet him. All right, so Justin at Kicklow, he's moving up the charts of most contacting us per people. We like that. So thankful at the Brooklyn Boys stock what I call fat guy sizes. Make sure you get your own before they sell out. Peep the order. He wrote Addy, but I think he meant order in the picture. Thanks again, David Brody, Scary Jones, Slice for Life, Swag, hashtag awesome new designs, mm-hmm. Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. So he bought,
right,
without telling you his sizes, not really important, the Brooklyn Boys pizza hoodie, the Brooklyn Boys hashtag hoodie, the Brooklyn Boys Slice for Life hoodie, and who knows what else because it got cut off. Stacy Tigger,
right,
said, so much to choose from. Guess I need to get one of each. Welcome to my world, Stacy. I bought one of each. Shout out to Eri Arias, E-R-Y Arias. He sent me, I'm not going to say how much, he sent me his order form minus his address.
Oh, boy.
He ordered a lot of merchandise today. He got
now,
one, two, three, four things.
Yep.
And at the bottom, he wrote, there's a note section. If you have any special requests, he wrote, don't mess up the order. I don't want to ask for free dessert. Slice for Life.
Right. Now, while we're on that topic, why don't we just, I'm going to give the shout outs right here. Well, let's help me out with some of these. You mentioned a few of them already.
I got a couple more tweets. Can I slip those in?
Do they have to do with the actual merch store or no?
Yes. Yes,
they do. Continue along then.
Crystal Lee. Way too complicated to read her Twitter handle or her Instagram. Maybe next time you can come out with some new tank tops. So I said, maybe for the summer. Truthfully, they didn't sell as well as the t-shirts because they cut the audience in half. Need the ladies to step up. And she said, agreed. So ladies, if you want tank tops, we need you to buy the tank tops. Otherwise, we're spending money on tank tops and they're not moving. She wrote, the brand of shirts you use to put the screen prints on is actually good quality. Your clothes are definitely worth the price.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Gotta love that.
Right.
Got a nice Insta story from Miss Trish 83.
Always. She's always right there. Trisha Lopresti.
That's right. Very good. And so a lot of people are sending screenshots of their purchases.
Yeah.
David Cito wins for the merchandise tweet of the day, just beating out the Kicklow. I'm digging the new merchandise, the Brooklyn Boys, David Brody, Scary Jones. I could only make half my purchase now, you know, so the wife isn't so mad.
I saw that.
Now, he spent a lot of money.
A lot of money, man.
He tweeted it, but I'm not going to say how much he spent. He wrote, Slice for Life, Brody and Scary, FUABE 77, listen in order. So that's great. So I said, well, listen, don't buy so much your wife gets mad at you. And he wrote back, I'll just buy her flowers. She'll be fine. So guys, ladies, if you want to buy a lot of our merchandise, also get something nice for your partner who won't get mad at you for overspending on our merchandise.
Yes. And why don't you gift something to somebody who may be a future listener of the podcast? You just never know.
You never know.
Now, in the first hour of the store being live, these people all jumped on it with several items. Jessica Dunlap from Red Hill, PA. Elijah Harmon from Utica, New York. You mentioned David Cito. I don't know if you did or not. Bedford
By the
Heights.
Way, David Cito sounds like a small David.
Yeah.
David Cito.
Also, okay. David Cito. Also, Courtney Swift from Milford, Connecticut.
She was Swift. She got in right away.
You know who's one of my favorites, Slice for Life? Jamie Saul from Flushing. Always, never disappoints and always is there for us and always defending us. You mentioned Eri Aria, Arias from West Milford. Did we talk about him? Oh,
well,
guess
Arias.
What? Arias, right. He said, don't mess up the order. I don't want to ask you guys for free dessert. He wrote
that. Wow, that's funny. You should listen to this podcast sometimes, Scary.
Oh, that's right, because you did. That's right. You actually read his. I was pulling up this email, okay? He was the one who ordered five items. Jennifer Oswald from Islip, Long Island. Omar. Oh, Omar, of course. He was back in the day. He's from back in the Greg T off-air show days. Yeah. From Pennsylvania. Also Bradley Buteris from Madison, Wisconsin, Adam Riley in Flushing. We talked about Trisha and you said Crystal Moser.
Oh, Crystal Moser. She'll be wearing. Yep. I did not mention Crystal Moser.
Northampton, PA.
Yep.
And Leo McGugart in Mattawan, New Jersey. thank you so much, all of you.
I think it's McGugart.
McGugart. McGugart.
Good. Now, he gets to celebrate today, I'm assuming.
Yeah, McGugart. Yeah, it's an MC.
All right, so if you're Irish, happy St. Patrick's Day, Leo.
And now some quick email. We didn't even touch the email. And so where were we? Oh, fuck. I lost my place. I need to have several things open at once. All right, so this is very funny from Efren Lopez. Thank you, Efren, or EJ Lopez, as he goes by. He sent a picture to our Brooklyn Boys Facebook page, you know, which is at the Brooklyn Boys. It's a picture of him in the produce aisle of a store, and he is legitimately giving the finger to dill, okay? He literally is, it's a bag of dill. It's a North Shore Living herbs and greens, dill, and his middle finger is placed. He goes, hey, what up, Brooklyn Boys? Wanted to share this picture. Bro, you'll get a kick out of it. Much love from Tulare, California. Wow. All the way out in California, he's giving the finger to the dill, Brody. You got to love that.
Love that. Love that.
So we have an anonymous request. I think I know what quality poops are. Simply put, they're easy to clean. I guess when we were talking about quality poops on the show.
I think it was quality poops for that stupid farmer's dog commercials,
right.
Where the guy says, it's quality poops.
Right. Without getting too gross.
By the way, if you're referencing something from a long time ago, you got to reference what you're referencing.
Right. So, but that is where it was, like the farmer's dog kind of thing. It was like,
who knew my dog had to eat
your
food?
Your dog is going to shit better. So, so quality poops without getting.
That should have been on our shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
We should have had quality poops on the hashtag shirt.
Without getting too gross, low quality poops can't be easily cleaned off a training pad. High quality poops can be picked up without needing to change the pad. All right, question about tipping. Oh, this person is now pivoting in their own email. You said for takeout, it doesn't matter if the food costs less or more because they're doing the same thing. But for dine-in, you tip more for a $60 steak than you do for a $20 steak because you
tip a reason for that.
A percentage of the bill. So
there's
what's the difference? In both cases, they're doing the same thing with food that costs a different amount. Tipping is complicated, says Anonymous.
It is. I'll tell you, for me, and you can answer this also, Scary. For me, if you go to a steakhouse, you're not only paying for the more expensive steak, you should be paying for the better wait staff and the better service. When you go to a good steakhouse, part of the ambiance is not only the good steak, it's that the wait staff is extremely professional, organized. They cater to your every whim. Oh, would you like some butter? Would you like some more bread? Can I get you something to drink? Would you like some sauce? Would you like, they're always very stiff upper lip, very prim and proper.
Yes.
And you're paying for that. You're not paying for, no offense, because I did it. We're not paying for a high school kid working part-time, Applebee's.
Right.
You're paying for someone
and
who's
plus
been
you're using their utensils, their service. Everything is there for you. And it's
right.
It's,
someone has to wash the plates.
There's
someone
atmosphere involved. They got to keep the lights on. They got to pay
people. But the question was, why would you tip more for a more expensive steak in a restaurant, but you wouldn't tip more on a more expensive steak to go?
No, yeah, well,
because you're not you're just getting someone to bag it up. No, they bag it a little nicer. Again, you're tipping 20% or 15%.
It's a plastic
or 5%,
fucking thing.
Whatever you're,
it's
right, but yeah, really, the person who brings you the bag maybe just put everything in the bag, and they weren't the ones that cooked it and put it in the containers.
Yeah,
it's a complicated system. I don't know how if they tip out and share the tips.
There's no comparison. You got to tip more in the restaurant. If the same steak is getting less of a tip. Sorry, if you bag it and I'm eating it on my kitchen table while, watching, Seinfeld reruns or some shit, whatever. Anyway, Alfredo from Newark, said that he loves that he's up to date now on the show, but he finds himself having to wait a week at a time for the new episodes.
Disney Plus style.
He wants to make the show longer. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. We've been told by officials and higher ups that we should make the show shorter. We're not going anywhere. We're doing it the way we are. Anyway, he's a UPS driver. I see that. I know it's a good day when I see a new show drops. Love you guys. And then we have a bagel debate coming in from Kristen Gramlich. Says, I was born in Staten Island and I grew up in New Jersey. I moved to Florida when I was 20 and have been here for 17 years. There's no debate when it comes to where the best bagels come from. Florida sucks when it comes to bagels.
By the way,
this is in reference to the best bagel being in California, according to the New York Times article last week.
That's some bullshit.
Anyway, I don't care if I haven't tried a bagel from every state or country, Skiri. I'm totally on Brody's side here.
Thank you.
The best bagels and pizza come from New York. There are certain states and countries that are iconic for certain food items. That's just the way it is. Also, yep. Putting Cheerios and other breakfast items on pizza is not pizza. What the fuck is that about? Well, I'm ranting. Pineapple on pizza is fucking gross. Guess what? I agree with that there, Kristen. California Pizza Kitchen can shove their pineapple pizza up their ass. Anyway, I love you. That's just my own commentary.
By the way, you said earlier that sometimes stereotypes are based in reality. Well, the stereotype for New York is they have the best bagels. There's a reason for that. Because it's reality.
Right. All right. Well,
can I read some Instagram stuff?
Yes. I think I'm good with the email. There's one other thing I'm going to search for on Instagram. I have a couple of DMs I want to read, but go for it.
We got tagged, and I apologize. I don't remember who tagged us. Dipper_dog in Lake Grove, New York, is a dog eating a bowl of steak. And it says, Saturday night equals steak dinner. And we got tagged, Dapper Dipper Dog, steak dinner,
Dapper Dipper
nom,
dog.
Nom, nom. Yeah, hashtag Brody Skiri, hashtag Skiri Brody, Brooklyn Boys, Slice for Life, flank steak, basically saying the dog got a steak dinner before I did. So I wanted to point that out. Also, I may have mentioned to you that I did a cameo, you know, where you record a greeting.
Yes.
And I was hired by a fan of another podcast who loves this podcast to do a cameo for another podcast where two of the three people follow me on Instagram and apparently are big fans of the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay.
They got their inspiration from us and that they do the podcast.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, I think it's Sanity is Overrated. Forgive me, it's something like that. But it's at the Sanity Podcast is their social media. Anyway, one of the people on the show, there's two women and a guy. One of the women is a big fan. And so she posted thanking everyone for the support. And she wrote that my cameo... And the fact that she likes me, she said, I've come close to my producing idol at David Brody, right?
Right.
Big fan of mine, which is very nice. And she put 100 podcast tweets at the bottom. I'm sorry, hashtags Elvis Duran, hashtag Elvis Duran and Elvis Duran in the morning show. She left out the D, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote hashtag slice of life, which again, it's slice for life. And then she wrote, hashtag Brody is my hero, Brody.
Oh, oh my goodness.
So I wrote back and I said, who is Brody? And then she said, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Brody is the best. So I said, are you sure you don't mean Brody is the beast?
Hi-o.
So again, a reminder, if you're going to be shouting people out,
yeah,
you should try to spell. Now, typos are typos.
Yeah.
But spelling Elvis Duran and Slice for Life and Brody is my hero, very important. But you still get a shout out on this podcast because you love me. And that's probably more important as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. And then I have, I think I had one more. Oh, I want to thank our friend Javier for posting. He listened to episode 166 and he put up screenshots. He listened to it on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Deezer.
And Deezer.
And lastly, Freddie Gordon Jr. Freddie is a big fan of the podcast, and I believe he's a big fan of Walkers and Talkers, and he used to send really funny pictures, and he hasn't done it in a while. So he went to a Chinese restaurant, a Chinese takeout, and he posted a picture of himself holding a grape soda, and the tweet is hashtag we good. So, Freddie, thank you for your efforts.
I saw that.
Very, very, very funny.
Now, Deanna Haynes slipped into the Brooklyn Boys DMs on Instagram and said, am I the only slice who appreciated episode 165? Scary wasn't feeling it. We all have those days. This is a real friendship. I thought it was awesome to witness a different side of both of you and made you guys even more relatable. Thanks for staying raw and real. P.S. Oh boy, this scares me. I've never heard of the Elvis Duran Morning Show before I started listening to the podcast.
Okay.
Still haven't had time to listen to it, but just know you guys are a movement on your own. That is Deanna Haynes from Michigan.
Well, also, hello, Deanna Haynes.
Well, hi.
Go Wolverines.
Go listen to the Elvis Duran The Morning Show where we are employed.
Right.
That would be a good idea. Also, lay off the grammar.
Thanks for finding us. I'd love to know how you found us before the show. I also just quickly want to mention Jose Hernandez Pagan. He sent me a picture, sent all of us a picture. Hmm. He thought of us. It's a picture of Stracciatella. He was in a gelateria, which apparently must have had a lot of flavors because they had Stracciatella. Mm. Stracciatella. Mm, if you don't have it, you're not a gelateria.
No. Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Scary and Brody.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There was something I
just want to say, I hear the pitter-patter of little feet upstairs.
I hear that.
Which means my family is home, so I got to cut down on the cursing.
Oh, you got to cut down the cursing. Oh, God. Why even bother to live? I mean, do you have any... you know, there was
I'll just say Fugler.
I wanted to bring this up last week. This is going to be very quick, but this is going to be one of those things that you heard it here first. Like back when I was using Facebook, and it was only for college kids at the time, and I was one of the first people online, and then you guys all cursed at me saying, how could you dare? Why would you go on Facebook? You're not in a university, because we all know Facebook started in colleges, and I was one of the first people to go into it when it was open to the public. And then, you know, later on with the whole, let me just jump to Snapchat. The Snapchat craze, I jumped on there, and then TikTok. You guys made fun of me. It was probably about a year and a half ago when I was jumping on TikTok. You're like, that's for 12-year-olds. And I'm like, no, guys, it's for everybody. And now look at this. Your fucking grandparents are watching TikTok videos. How do you feel now? Anyway, the next thing to look out for, and I said this on our 15-minute morning show podcast, and people made fun of me, and they laughed at me for it.
Fugglers?
Not the Fugglers. This new thing called, and Brody, we could debate this all day, but I want your opinion on it.
Is it Clubhouse?
No. I talked about Clubhouse too, and then look, it's all becoming.
I'm in on Clubhouse.
You're in on Clubhouse. All right, the NFT crypto. Okay.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Okay. An NFT stands for non-fungible token, okay?
Fuggler?
Non-fuggler token. What people are doing now, there's companies like this thing called Top Shots. It's a sports memorabilia thing. Think of the NFT crypto thing. They're selling these moments. They're selling like for instance, Michael Jordan's famous slam dunk in Game 7 of blank, whatever, or the LeBron James thing, right? There's moments
you
for everything.
Just tell the story. The guy Jack who owns Twitter,
yeah, okay,
sold
yes,
his first
yes.
tweet ever.
Jack Dorsey, the guy who runs Twitter, he sold his first tweet. Now it's not these are non-tangible things,
right? But NFT is not fucking tangible.
Not fucking tangible.
Right,
but it's
crypto.
It's crypto in the sense of there's this thing called blockchain technology, similar to what Bitcoin uses. So you can't reproduce it, you can't fraud it, and it's
you can pay for it.
There's one of a kind. Now, it's this that they're calling this the new age baseball card. And by the way, if you're listening to this several years into the future, it's March 17th, 2021, and you think like this is a weird conversation to have because NFTs all over the place now. Well, guess what? Welcome back. I'm bringing you to the past when nobody's believing in it and people are saying it's fucking stupid, as Danielle from our big show put it.
Wait a minute. You're welcoming back people in the future?
No, people from the future that are listening to this right now that you know, this might be a because I know going forward, it's become more of a thing. So, for instance, the LeBron
James. Investing in this? Are you investing
in this? I'm not. I've got no.
Then
you
don't
invest
believe
in
it. You got to put your money where your imaginary product is.
So there are things that we can sell now that are actual, that are moments. Now, you get to.
So you could. We could sell me yelling F you, Agnes.
Yes. You can go back to that moment, or even the Uber rant. And you could own it. Now, similar to a...
what do you do with it? You tell people you own it. Does that mean I can't put it on a shirt anymore?
Not necessarily.
I don't own it?
No, because...
So then what do you own?
You got... Well, for instance, like...
Because I'll sell the Brooklyn Bridge. That was the old blockchain.
I can go look at Jack Dorsey's first tweet right now. So people are saying, well, why should I bother to buy it?
Right.
Remember back in the day...
When you put your name on a star for your birthday.
That's what I was going to say. Remember back when
you name a cockroach. You name a cockroach at the zoo.
A Madagascar roach. Yeah. Madagascar, right. Is that a roach? Or what is it? Yes.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's a hissing cockroach.
A hissing cockroach. Like I own that. Like that. But or you own a constellation in the sky. I bought
you Orion's belt, Scary. Right. Enjoy yourself. But I made it white because you like douchey white belts.
The difference here is you can buy those. You could, like, several people could own. If I own the Big Dipper, like someone in Montana could also own it.
If you own the Big Dipper, you try to S it.
Yeah, I'm trying to S my Big Dipper. You try to S your Little Dipper.
And
hopefully create a Milky Way when it's all done.
one step too far, Scare.
Sorry. Step too far. These are constellation jokes, folks. Sorry, yeah, they just flow.
Right. You open up Orion's belt first.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh God! What are we doing? I just stepped out of my own shoes for a second and saw myself talking. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
You should listen to yourself occasionally. Yeah. It's quite embarrassing. Yeah.
But the point is, you with that you can fudge it. You could fudgeable. They're fudgeable tokens because you can buy several of them. In this case, you can only own one. There's only one, and there's only one that's authentic. So what I'm saying is they're going for big money. Like, for instance, today, remember the guy from YouTube, Sensation, over the pandemic? He was on his skateboard. He had the Ocean Spray cranberry juice.
Yeah, the Ocean Spray guy, right.
The singing Fleetwood Mac, whatever.
He's playing it, yeah.
He stripped the Fleetwood Mac song from the TikTok video. He got rid of the Ocean Spray.
Yeah,
and what did he do?
He
opened the bidding for the actual video moment. It's again an NFT where you could own that for $500,000. What I'm saying is there are NFT moments.
I can just go watch the video.
You can, and you could always watch the video. The thing is,
then what am I spending money for?
The authentic
one. I'm trying to cut
back
on a broken zipper $5. What the hell?
What I'm saying is, are there Brooklyn Boys moments that would first of all, would people pay for them like that? Like the Agnes moment, like the S-ing your own D or being stuck in a sauna and being rubbed. I don't know.
And then what do they do with it? What do they do? They can download the audio anytime they want.
So that's where therein lies the debate. What are you going to do with the LeBron James video that went for $250,000 on Top Shots?
Here's the real question.
What do you do with that? You don't physically, you own it, yes, but is it yours really because other people can still see it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's my real question. You seem to know a lot about NFT. Would you say you know a decent amount?
A little bit.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck frankincense and myrrh is. This is the way your brain works.
You're looking toward the future.
You're rambling on about imaginary bullshit that doesn't exist, that you want me to spend money on. When I'll drive 5 miles to save 3 cents a gallon on gas, you want me to buy some imaginary crap. That's what you're telling me.
I'm going to look.
And you don't know what frankincense and myrrh is,
Because I just want to make money off shit. Popular NFT auction. Item, auction moments. Hold on. Here we go. I'm Googling it right now. So we have it.
You Google that.
Okay. So, oh my God. Let's see.
You think anyone would buy this conversation? Because right now it's killing me.
Really?
Yeah, I understand the premise. I really do. But I feel like people would rather hear me complain about something or you bring up something interesting.
All right. Well, I'm going to drop it.
No. I don't want you to drop it. I want to validate your feelings. And by the way, if you would like to own me validating Scary's feelings, $12, you can have that. Right there, what I did. Right. And by the way, if you would like to own me selling the validation of Scary's feelings, $3.99.
See, the only reason why I bring it up, Brody, is because I want to put this on people's radar. That's all. It's something what's new. We always want to know what's new and what's next. Well, NFT is what's new and what's next. Crypto is what's new and what's next.
You know what else is new and what's next?
What?
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com, where we've unleashed 10 new and tangible items that you can buy. Don't need blockchain, just cash money, PayPal, whatever you want to spend. And we'll send you a physical thing with our logo on it that you can own. How about that?
That's a physical thing. Yes, you can own that. And how much?
Right?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Would you like to hear about my three... I'll give you an option because we're running out of time here. Would you like to hear about my three problems at Home Depot or my one problem with the hot tub that I started a few weeks ago that I can update you on?
I think you need to finish the hot tub argument because this has been going on since the beginning of time.
Okay. So I told you guys maybe a month ago that the ozonator broke. Now, the ozonator is a...
I'm sorry. What is that again?
The ozonator... Okay. You have to take off the entire side panel.
Yeah. But by the way, just a side note here. You know, you're making fun of me for talking about non-fungible tokens, and you're talking about ozonators. Okay, continue.
Ozonators are tangible things. Okay, so you guys, if you don't remember, or if this is your first episode, you take the entire side panel off of one of the four sides. You take the insulation out. You have to remove 3, 6, 8 screws, right? Now, the 8 screws to get to the ozonator they're about 2 inches long. And to make them look decorative, they have a metal ring that the screw slides into,
right?
Like almost like a washer, but it's an attractive washer. So when you screw it in, it looks like it's a ring around the screw head. Makes it look attractive.
I used to have that with my laundry before I got...
Really, you're doing a whisk 1980s commercial ring around the collar? And then there's a plastic sheath that the screw goes into. And when you screw that in, it locks into the wood of the hot tub frame. So there's the ring and the plastic sheath and the screw.
Yeah.
So you take all of those out. And I tried to fix the ozonator. I couldn't figure out where the leak was coming from, right?
Right.
Now, the way the ozonator works is it's a little box that plugs in and it shoots air up a tube and it puts air into the water. It adds ozone, ozonator, oxygen.
I want to know how many people in our audience have been down this road and getting to the point where
the ozonator lasts 1 to 2 years. And anyway,
I don't think we need to explain what it does.
All right, it's important.
Okay.
And so what happens is it shoots air up the tube and it serves a purpose. That's all you need to know. When it stops working, rather than shooting water up the tube, the water comes back down the tube and spits out and leaks and you start losing water. So I couldn't figure out where the water leak was coming from originally. So I must have taken the side panel off 5 or 6 times. I tightened the thing. I put a cap on the thing. I tightened the cap. I couldn't figure it out. So in the course of me removing the screws 100 times, they stripped. You know what a stripped screw is, correct?
Yes, that I know.
Right, you pay extra for that at the strip clubs. Okay. So I get the company on and I tell them they got to send me one because it's under warranty. So this is, I remember the story, Scary. She says to me, her name's Ashley. She says, I'm going to send you the ozonator, and then sends me 14 pictures that show me how to fix it myself. So I wrote back and I said, I'm under warranty. I'm not going to take it apart and fix it myself. Would you please have a technician come to my house? She says, okay, as soon as it arrives, let us know. We'll get a technician to your house. Okay, great. It arrived with no screws. Now, I can't put the sides back on because the screws are stripped. So if I take them off, it's going to be hard to get them back on. So I email her and I say, hey, I got the ozonator, but you didn't send me the screws with the ring and the plastic sleeves. And she says, they weren't in the box of the ozonator? And I email back, would I be asking you for them if they were in the box? Please.
You got smart with her. I love it.
I did. And so I said,
would I be asking you?
Right.
You
it's know, a simple, it's obvious.
I know it I is. Like, I know.
Okay. Seems like a dumb question.
But she's saying it to you rhetorically in disbelief. That's right, why she
Ashley,
asked you.
Well, she shouldn't. Don't waste my time with rhetorical disbelief questions. She should say, I can't believe they weren't in the box. I'm sorry.
I would spit in the box.
Were they really not in the box? Yeah. They're in the box. I'm just wasting my time lying to you about it. So she takes 3 days to answer her email.
God, you're a cocksucker. You're worse than a dick.
That's you. Remember? Okay. So
I can't believe you said that to her.
Hold on. I used the fun font. Don't worry. I used Comic Sans, so she knew I was joking. Anyway, this woman takes 3 to 4 days to respond to me. Now I know I've wasted 3 to 4 days. That's my problem. Because this is not the first email from her. This is a month of emails going back and forth where she takes forever to get back to me. So she says, I'll order them right away for you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Okay? I said, that's great. I really appreciate it, Ashley. Please don't forget the rings and the plastic sleeves. She writes back, you got it. Guess what?
She forgets the rings and the plastic sleeves.
That's right. The screws arrive, no rings, no plastic.
This is textbook for you.
I sent 3 emails reminding her that I didn't get the rings and the plastic sleeves. A week and a half later, she writes back. She says, I'm sorry. I placed the order for them separately. You should have them shortly. I do apologize for your experience with ordering parts through us. Please feel free to email me for the tracking number. So I wrote back, thank you. But it would be great after sending you 13 emails if you could just send me the tracking number rather than me requesting it. Just send it to me. Oh, right. That's a good idea. Here's the tracking number, right? The bag arrived 3 days later. Hmm. I opened it up. This is the packing slip, right?
Yep.
It says, now, what did I order, Scary? You tell me. Do you remember what I ordered?
The ozonator, the screws, the ring, nope. The 3 sleeves, and everything.
Right.
All of it.
I got 3/8-inch nylon hole plug backs.
I don't know what the fuck that is, man.
They're little black nubs that plug into something. I don't know what it is. They don't belong on my hot tub. They aren't what I ordered.
I'm beginning to think these people are fucking with you now because you were rude to them on the phone.
No, I wasn't rude to her. First of all, it wasn't on the phone. It was an email. Second of all, the verbiage I wrote back wasn't exactly that. I'm paraphrasing.
She's going to be like, back, fuck this guy.
Okay. So I wrote her back. I sent her pictures of the items now. Because I had asked her in a previous email, would you like me to send you pictures? She says, no, I know what they are. Not a problem. So I sent her the pictures. And a week later, I got the parts. But I would just like to send a shout out. F you, Ashley. Because you are one of the worst people to deal with that I've dealt with in a while in terms of your response time, your follow through, and your company's incompetence to send me the right parts after I ordered them 4 times. So that is the ozonator update. F you, Ashley.
Smashly too. Smashly too.
Excuse me?
Smashly too.
Yeah, Smashly too. Absolutely. So the next time we have shirts come out, one of them may say, Ashley, F you, Ashley, with a hot tub picture and a picture of rings and sleeves.
Yeah. How about a shirt that just says the ozonator?
that was my nickname in high school.
I think that was a burger at Wendy. Wow.
Right, I may have copped a little bit of an attitude, but you know why that is, Scary.
Yeah, of course, because you're from Brooklyn!
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.